The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
Welcome in a new day. It is Thursday, the second week of the college football season, about to be underway. That will happen tomorrow and Saturday. Welcome to the show. A lot to deal with today. Some fantastic guests, including a man who may have saved the college football playoff. We'll introduce you to him a little bit later on. Let's get to some headlines first up. Commissioner Brett Yormark says Big 12's expansion strategy is about to go west. Okay, good for you. Where are you going? And what are you going to do? Cameron Latu, good to go, as Alabama's eyes are on Texas, Austin, Saturday morning. Meanwhile, Dabo getting paid.
Wow.
10-year.
Big money.
$8 billion. Oh, actually, it's only a $115 million contract. Pretty much what some of his players are making in NIL money. He'll make 10.5 in 22 and will incrementally work his way up to 12.5. His buyout for the Alabama job remains 1.5 times higher than the buyout for any other school. Is there any reason to think that anybody at Alabama wants Dabo Sweeney to be the next head coach? I mean, I'm just wondering. I know that's ego thinking there, but people at Clemson got news for you. Dabo's not going to Alabama. Let's talk about who will be with us today. Heather Dinich. She's covering the meetings in Dallas. Mike Griff. And Mark Keenum. He's the president of Mississippi State, but he's also a man that may have saved the college football playoff. We'll tell you about that later in the show. And your phone calls here on a very busy news day around the world. Your phone calls are welcome at 855-242-7285. And we begin in New York with Stacy. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Hey, Stacy. Good afternoon to you.
I just wanted to say, Texas Barstool tweeted that they hope for the queen to see Texas beat Alabama. And I'm going to say I think that tweet single-handedly killed her. But who do you think would be a better football coach, the queen, God rest her soul, or Brian Kelly?
I'd probably go with the queen today just to honor her passing a little while ago. But we should have mentioned that, but we did. She passed away about an hour and a half ago at the age of 96. By the way, she where did I see this earlier today? She went to a college football game during one of her many visits to America. She went to a Maryland North Carolina game. Does anybody remember this? I think it was Prince Charles. Do I remember correctly in the 70s, Prince Charles going to like a Georgia Kentucky game? Was it in Lexington? Was he there looking at horses? Yeah, was it in Lexington? Oh, it was in Athens.
They got horses there.
Yeah. It was a year. Kentucky had a great team in '77, and I'll have to maybe somebody from was at the game in '77. That's only 5 years ago. You were there, weren't you? I always remember that it was a Kentucky Georgia game in Athens. The Royals spent some time in Kentucky as well. They did a little. Well, horse shopping, I believe, at Keeneland and some of those other places in Calumet. Anyway, let's get back to the calls and talk to Dave is in Austin. Hello, Dave.
What's going on, Paul?
Hey there. Good afternoon.
Big game. Might have heard about it coming up Saturday. Are you pumped?
Yeah, I sure am, Dave.
You going to be there?
I am not.
Why not?
Because I don't want to go.
You'll get some fine barbecue.
Yeah, I can go to a bar to watch a beatdown. I don't need to go to Austin.
Oh, so you think it's going to be like that, just like with Stephen A. and everybody, Galloway and everybody else?
You know, I don't know what he's getting into. Austin, Dave, hold on a second. I mean, I'm squeamish. I don't like the sight of blood, especially orange blood.
Well, it might be crimson. Hey, Saban don't realize our offense is as good as LSU's was a few years ago with Burrow, and we got the 85 Bears defense, basically.
Yeah, you got. Here's the problem, though. You may have an offense as good as Burrow's, but you have about 8 freshman offensive linemen who haven't learned how to block yet.
Paul, you're right. I don't believe anything I just told you. You got me.
Well, goodbye. Let's stay in Texas. Let's go to Matt.
Hey, Greg, you know what? Typical dumb, arrogant Longhorn fans thinking they're going to blow out Saban. Now, you guys ain't going to do squats, but to be like a little fly on the wall, Saban's going to go smack and whoop your butt all the way up and down that field. You dumb, stupid Longhorn fan. Paul, that's all I got to say. But I want to say one thing to Jim, if I'm an Aggie football, I want to say one thing to Jim first. Jim, you don't know nothing about sports. You're a damn idiot. You're a moron. Let me ask you a question, Jim. When was the first college football game ever played? And what was the score in that game? Jim, if you think you know so much about sports and you don't, you're a hypocrite, you're an idiot, and you're a liar. That's all I got to say to you, moron Jim. And Paul, how do you think Kansas and Duke versus Appalachian State?
I don't know. I think Appalachian State's got a really good team. Charlie is up next. Charlie, welcome to the program. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, what you say we get this party started?
Let's go.
Let's turn that fluff you had into them calls yesterday and some hot stuff. What do you think?
Great idea.
You know that caller from California, I can't pronounce, I can't spell whatever. Anyway, let me just, I'm just going to say this about that guy that had the Southern attitude by the Southerners yesterday. You know, if he comes over here in the South with that attitude, we're going to turn his buttock into some kind of cornhole receptacle. And that's all I got to say about that. But, hey, what's this about Jim talking about education being a sinful institution?
Yeah, Jim said yesterday that the most evil, dangerous aspect of human life in this country is the education system.
I think he needs to join Larry for a few beers or something. I don't understand. I worked hard for my education. I had to pay my way through school, and I'm proud of being a Troy graduate. You know, I couldn't afford to go to Tuscaloosa. I don't know if Jim was spoon-fed or corn-fed or I don't know, but, you know, I still think he's kissing cousins with the eye, man.
Listen, I don't know Jim very well, but I have run into some of his relatives. I think Jim's family had some money.
Yeah, but, I mean, to come down and say, you know, teachers are one of the most underpaid professions.
Yeah, I just didn't think that the educational system was, you know, you can quibble about it. I didn't think that was the greatest threat to society.
Well, in the Bible, it says there's devil worshipers and Satan worshipers inside churches. So, I mean, you know, sin's all, we're all sinners, but Jim, you make this show better when you don't take these fluffs off these calls, and somehow they become blown up into something they ain't. But anyway, your show's a lot better when you tell the guy from California just to shut up.
Thank you very much. Ricky is in California. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. And I'm from Sacramento. I'm not that other California guy.
No, you're in the good part of California.
I figure you know Saban as well as anybody, so I want you to help me out with something that's just driving me insane. I don't understand how Saban can be the best college football coach of all time and at the same time be the biggest dumbass on planet Earth the way he handles his quarterback. He obviously didn't learn anything from playing Tua when it was 28-0. 2 minutes left in the half, got him badly injured, knocked our chances out for a championship. And I guess he just never admitted that that he could be wrong. But I don't understand why he would take a chance. We lose Bryce. We have no chance whatsoever. And I would love to hear your comment on that. And I got one other quick question I'd like you to address.
Yeah, I would agree. I've always thought Saban played with fire, and this isn't the only time. He's done this many, many times. You know, when you have the game in hand, but Saban never wants to acknowledge that the game's over, so that's why he keeps that the quarterback in to keep the edge on. But at some point, you just have to say, you know what, we're going to win this game. Get the quarterback out of there.
Well, exactly. You know, what I thought, you know, back years ago when that happened to Tua, is there's one word to describe that: unnecessary. It was totally unnecessary him to be in the ball game. And what other real quick question while I got you on? I don't know much about this. I just heard a tidbit yesterday that the Alabama Million Dollar Band is not going to go to Austin because of the poor seating that they give the visiting bands. And I understand this has been an issue before with other teams. And so my understanding is that the band just voted not to go. And if that is indeed the case, I have a suggestion. When I believe Texas is coming to Tuscaloosa next year, my suggestion would be to seat the band outside the stadium on the south end of Bryant-Denny Stadium in the graveyard and let them play from there.
I think that's a really good idea. Play some funeral tunes. Let's be back right after this. More to come. We have a lot of guests ready to slip in here and your phone calls.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Checking with Jim, who is in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Jim. Jimmy, there?
I'm here.
Well, good.
Well, you got these fools on here now, you know, knocking me for what I said, and I said what I said, and I said it through the strongest source you can get, Paul. But this fool, Charles, you're a moron, and you got this dummy. I tell you what you ought to do, Paul. You need to give some stuff away. You ought to give a split ticket to somewhere overseas. Where, for Matt, that dumbass little 4-year-old Matt who's 35 in real life, you ought to send him with AC. You got the craziest, stupidest callers. I can't believe it. I can't believe you allow this, Paul. You have ruined the show allowing people like Charles, this weasel Charles, is telling me, Charles, the education system is evil.
Jim,
it's the most evil system on earth. And I'm talking about primarily, Paul. I thought you'd understand it. Primarily, we're talking about the university education system.
Oh, okay. Well, then now we cleared that up. But so let me ask you something, Jim. I saw some tweet you had the other day about how the show was had been destroyed. Is that what you said?
Absolutely. I stand behind every tweet I've tweeted. You know that.
What What's so bad about this show, Jim?
Bad callers. You talk too much. You used to not do that. Now you just go on and on and on like you think you're important. You're not important, Paul. What you say sometimes is important, but you think now you think you're important. I'm just telling you like it is. You told me to do that. That's what I do. So that's my job. That's what you get.
Okay, let me turn it over to you. Is that okay with you, Randy?
Yeah, do it.
Jim doesn't like you either, by the
way. And by the way, Randy is another problem you got, running his mouth about me in the background. I hear all this crap. Who does he think he is? He thinks he can. Does he think he's smart as I am? Is that what he really thinks? That Randy? You never can hear him, but you hear his rumbling, his ramblings. He's the primarily background clown you've ever had. The most. He's the most.
Who do you?
An old
retired.
You what?
Jim,
I didn't hear you, Paul.
Jim, Randy's out. Can he hear you or not? I don't think. Okay, go ahead, Jim. You're talking to Randy now.
I just told you I got nothing to say to Randy. I don't want to talk to a moron. He's a moron. He really is a moron.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate what you said about me the other day. I heard what you said about me. I heard what you said, Randy. If people can hear your craziness. You want to be a star too, don't you, Randy?
By the way, Jim,
you got a big job, a background clown for Fine Bob. Boy, that's a great job, Randy. You ought to be proud of yourself. So proud.
Randy used to be a manager.
No, I was a documentary maker.
He was.
Was he a shoe clerk? Was that shoe clerk you used to have on the radio?
He had a. How long did you work?
Who was that? Who was that shoe clerk, Paul?
Randy
reminds me of that shoe clerk you used to talk to.
Oh, I remember that. That guy was crazy, by the way. Randy spent about 30 years working for public television in
Well, oh, great for Randy. Isn't that great? Well, I bet that was a great job. Well, what a service to society Randy is.
Keith, can you come out here? We have the other background guy is out here now. That's Keith.
I don't know Keith.
Well, Keith's part of the team here.
Well, I'm not going to knock Keith because I had heard him do anything stupid like I've heard Randy do.
Well, I mean, Keith's here a couple of times a week as well, so I mean, I don't want you to.
I know Jim.
Wait, bottom line, Paul, you have ruined the show. Bottom line, you've ruined the show. This morning on Twitter, they were asking me, would I roast you? Well, you already roast yourself, Paul. You don't need anybody to roast you. You roast yourself every day.
I'm curious. Please help me because
Paul, I'm fed up with the sorry show that I tried to help make great. You know, let me say something. Trump made America great again, but I cannot make this show great again. I made it great once. That's all I can do now. You've ruined it. You have ruined it.
And you're saying I ruined it because I talk too much?
Yeah, that's just one among many other things, but that's just one primary thing you do now. You used to be smart enough not to do was not run your mouth so much, thinking that, you know, I'm just going to say it. You and Law are just silly, like two little women. When you get with Law Brothers, you're just silly. The best thing you've ever done, or they did with this show, was let Alyssa Lange substitute for you. That's when it's a good show, and I'm just telling it like it is, Paul. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm full of... Tell it like it is. Straight shooting.
Well, I mean, would you rather have Alyssa in here every day and Laura and I go
every
around?
Day? It'd be great. Okay. It would be great. I'm not kidding you. Okay. And you would have the people would start listening again.
Yeah.
They've been running from you, Paul, because the show has been terrible.
So Jim, you have
terrible.
You have reason to believe that nobody watches or listens anymore.
No, I know you got suck ups all over the country that listen because they want the old men and children that want attention. You got the 65 to 80 year old or 90 year old crowd, and you got the 2-year-old included in the 2-year-old, the 12-year-old is Matt from San Antonio, wherever he's from. He's included in that, and that's all you got. Middle ground people you don't have anymore.
Where are they?
They ran, Paul. They ran to another. They left this show. Because it's unexciting. It's not sapient anymore. It really isn't.
Okay. Well,
thanks for letting me spill all this out because I've been trying to spill it on Twitter, but you really made me a platform to do it.
What made this show great in the past was the ability for people to talk like you're talking here.
That's the one thing you've done today in letting me talk. I give you approval on that. I'll give you a pass on that one.
Okay. Well,
Now do it some more, Paul. Don't cut them off. Don't interrupt them. Do it some more.
And is there any? Are there any callers you think we need to get on here more?
I'd have to think. I know there's a hot name. Well, I'm not going to name, but there's about 10 or 12 that y'all not ever have on. You got. Yeah, I want to say something else about that sophisticated probably a retired professor, Pat, from Georgia, who didn't like me talking about the education system. He's probably I wasn't surprised when he called. I bet you he's a current or retired professor at some stupid university.
He's a retired CPA.
Well, that's about the same thing. he's just an idiot. A real old man idiot that talks too much. Hey, Paul, thanks. That's Pat. Hey, Paul, thanks.
Could it be that he's just...
The show is going downhill, Paul. I'm telling you. I'm warning you.
Okay.
Got to run? You got to run now?
No. I'm in no hurry, Jim. I'm.
Hey, Paul, you know, you're getting a lot out of me. And I don't get paid for this, but I'm putting on a show myself right now. And it's the best thing you've had in a long time, and I have to admit it. I'm not bragging. I'm just. You said one time it wasn't bragging if it was fact. This is fact.
So you just. Well, Jim, don't let me get in your way.
Absolutely. Oh, you've been getting in my way, but thank you today. You haven't gotten in my way. I appreciate that. But I tell you what, I guarantee you tons of people will be agreeing with what I'm saying on Twitter. I wish you could see my tweets over the last few 3 or 4 days.
I wish I could too. What have you mainly?
They're just knocking you and agreeing with me. That's what they're doing. They're just knocking you.
And you think those people are representative of the masses?
I think that they're representative of the good people you used to have calling, talking on the show, liking the show, and filling up the phone lines with something to say rather than, hey, Paul, we're in a nursing home. Thank you so much for being such a nice guy. Thank you, Paul.
Jim, I have a couple of friends who are currently in assisted living homes, and I think
I'm not knocking the real good people that are in those homes, but you've got people, you probably got phonies that do that just to get on the air, Paul. I'm serious.
No, in fact, we're doing a tour. Was it next fall? Next
we're you're gonna do a nursing home tour, right?
Yeah, we are. We're kicking it off at the Villages down in Florida. We could probably spend the rest.
Oh, that would be good, Paul. At least it would be honest.
Yeah, no, Jim, you got to make money wherever you can, and considering
I'll say this for you, Paul. I'll say this in recognizing this, as I've done before in the past. You do have talent to be funny if you would just start doing that and stop doing all the crazy crap you've been doing since you got over to ESPN Eyes. That's what's wrong with you.
But Jim,
you told me one time, Paul. You said, I'll not take what they're going to try to make me do, but you've taken it.
You've taken it. You understand.
And we don't like it.
That there is the shelf period on this is about to run out. So I'll be a free agent again to play.
By the way, one more thing. You said something about Danny Sherry. Well, now he's not on again. We thought he'd get on. What's going on with Danny? Danny's, he's the one thing people like.
Danny's a little bit busy this time of the year with the NFL starting and college football.
Yeah, I know. He never gets on early in the year about talking about college football, does he, Paul?
I just said Danny's busy.
I know him and Tim Brando, they ought to be busy. Well, they ought to be busy making a show together, and they can wipe this show out, Paul.
There's a difference between Danny and Tim Brando, okay?
Yeah, but what difference is it, Paul?
I think it's embarrassing to keep merging those two as they're one unit. They're not one unit.
I know they're not, but they're both exciting, and people like to hear what they have to say, both up individually.
Nobody compares to Danny Sheridan.
Oh, I know, but now you're mad at Tim Brando, right?
No, I'm not mad at Tim Brando. Tim Brando has a forum that he can spout off about anything he wants, and he has, so good for him.
I'll tell you something else. I'll just tell you privately. I'll tell you this, and I don't think he
has some class.
I know he does, but I'm going to tell you about Brando. He is restrained from even talking about you on Twitter, and I know he would like to.
I don't, Jim, I don't care. Really, anyone can talk about me. It doesn't matter to me.
Tim Brando has been good to you by not talking, period, about you on Twitter.
He can run his mouth all he would like. And he already has. Listen,
he hasn't done that, Paul.
I have two eyes. They may not be as good as your eyes because I'm not as young as you, Jim. But let's go to a break. We're back after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, welcome back. And JK is up next. Good afternoon, JK.
Hey, Paul, you all right today?
I am. Thank you.
I'm not. Hey, man, you know what? I'm almost convinced now that one day in the past, you and the gym went out on a boat, probably on the Coosa River somewhere, and y'all tied some guys legged to a steel block and dropped him in the ocean, because Jim, he has to have something on you, Paul, to keep putting up with his crap. I know Jim went to school and the bus wasn't regulation size and he licked the windows all the way to school. I'm convinced. We just listened to Jim for probably 15 minutes and I heard not one word about football, about one college football team, nothing concerning sports, and we have to sit and listen to this crap every time he calls in. Every time he rings the phone, he needs a hug from Paul. That's what we're getting tired of, Jim. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Every single call, 4 or 5 times a day, 100 times a week. I know that multiplication is wrong, but I know he calls 100 times a week and talks about no football whatsoever. So where did y'all bury the body at, Paul? Let me know.
Well, you know, he does. The thing I like about Jim is that, you know, he knows everything about this show, and we're always interested. We don't have the time, nor do we have the funds to get focus groups, so we just have Jim, because you know, JK, that whatever Jim says goes.
Hey, Paul, I heard two things that I definitely disagree with. Trump did not make America great again. And everybody he named was an idiot or a moron except him.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. Legend is up next.
Woo! Woo! It's popping on Thursday, man. We got it going on, ain't you? Woo! Paul, you done put on the black hat and done caught some water up in here. I love it, brother. I love it. You represent the black hat mafia. Chaos. You know that commercial, Chaos? That's what I'm going to start calling you, Chaos. Woo! Hey, I had to agree with JK, man. I mean, it's like you, Dr. Phil, with Jim. Now, Jim, calm down, Jim. You go ahead and talk, Jim. Now, here's Jim. You know I know. You know I know. I know. I know. You know I know. Okay? I know. I mean, come on, man. This paranoid psycho has went on for too long, Paul. Listen, man, I found out in prison, Paul, some folks you just can't help, man. Now, I know you've been watching your preacher, that dude from Houston, and I know you got a good heart, man, and I know that Jim is that thorn in that flesh that if you know you can overcome, you probably get into heaven. I know you think this, Paul, but some people, brother, are beyond help. He's a paranoid psycho. He is beyond help, dude. This dude listens to everything said on this show. Then he goes, tweets about it all night long. My phone starts beeping 2 o'clock in the morning. Jim has sent out a text saying how much he hates Legion, how much he hates Paul Feinbaum. And you know what his little tweeter circle is? It's Daryl, it's Jeff, and it's Squirrel. They're like his little kids. And every time he says something on Twitter or he has a call, guess what? It's great, Squirrel. It's Hall of Fame, the Squirrel. Jeff, it's Hall of Fame. You know, Daryl, Jim's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, every time I think of them four, Paul, I think of that commercial by DirecTV. What is it? Oh, here it is. Housewives on the Field! Housewives on the field. These morons know nothing about sports. All they do is come in here like you some kind of psychologist, like you Dr. Phil, and you can help their paranoid psycho ass that's been all day long possessed and obsessed with the Paul Feinbaum show. I love Paul Feinbaum, but there's something in life other than freaking Paul Feinbaum. Move on, paranoid psycho. My God. Now let's talk about football,
okay,
Paul.
Okay, let's do it.
The Black Hat Posse, baby. You remember that show, The Austin City Limits?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I want to tell you something. Saturday at 11 o'clock, the Black Hat Posse, baby, is going to take the stage on The Austin City Limits. Bryce Young's going to be playing the guitar. Five touchdowns. Will Anderson going to be beating the drums. There's one helmet. There's another helmet. There's another helmet. Jameer Gibbs, baby, going to be on the base. Bump, to the right. Bump, to the left. Bump, to the left. Let me tell you something. The revenge tour coming, Texas, and we're going to take Austin over, and we're going to stomp your ass. I promise you that right there. You're going to take a beat down like you've never taken before because the revenge tour coming, baby. Woo! And let me end with this, Paul. Seriously, dude. The show's great, man. I've told you before, stick the middle finger up to the haters, dude. Boing. Because them haters don't dictate anything about chaos. Mr. Paul Feinbaum, you a friggin' legend, dude. And it's an honor to be associated with you. Screw the haters. Calm down, gentlemen and ladies. Elvis has left the building.
We are going to take a short break. More to come right after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And an update on the CFP. We'll go to Heather Dinich in a couple of minutes. The group of commissioners meeting in Dallas has wrapped up. We'll find out what happened. Are we any closer to a playoff before 26? We'll learn that in just a few minutes. Daryl is up next.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Paul, what's making you so excited about? Because they're playing Texas? I mean, another unranked team? I mean, you know what? They're going to do the same thing they do like last year, okay? They're going to go undefeated until they play A&M. Then they're going to get beat. And then they're going to drop to their knees. And they're going to beg Kirby to not beat them in the SEC title game. But I got a feeling Kirby, he's not going to answer that this year. I mean, he's going to put them right out of their misery. And there will be no playoffs. But I think they've just forgotten who the defending national champions are. You know what I mean? I mean, it wasn't long ago, legend. It was only like 8 months ago that we laid a beat down on you in the fourth quarter. With a walk-on quarterback, beat your all-star Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback. As a matter of fact, Paul, I looked at his stats. He had 5 TDs. Okay, that's good. But he only had 195 yards passing. Why didn't he have more yards passing than he had? I'm talking about Bryce Young.
I really don't know.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch the game. I assume you did. I was surprised that he.
I was primarily watching the Ohio State game.
Oh, okay. Well, that game went about the way it always goes, right? Ohio State usually wins. Notre Dame
I was watching Ohio State. I was watching Utah. I did not – I mean, sue me, but I didn't spend too much time on Utah State.
Hey, we had some good games for the opening for the first week, I thought. I mean, some exciting football games like Florida, Utah, Florida State, LSU. Really, really good football. You agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, there were some – I mean, it was not the best opening weekend I've ever seen, but it was okay.
Yeah, we had the blowouts, you know, like Georgia, Oregon. I'm going to tell you what, Paul. I mean, when it comes full circle, I think, you know, it's going to be just like last year with Clemson. You're going to find out that – Oregon really ain't that bad. They're going to probably end up ranked in the top 20 when it's all said and done, I'm sure. They just ran into a team that was just, I mean, just had better athletes. But here's what I want to see out of Georgia, Paul, because there is still room for improvement big time. Kirby Smartson said, when you go by standard, we don't need outside motivation, okay? I get that. But I want to see if this Georgia team shows up and puts Samford out of their misery right off the bat, the way an elite team would, are they going to have a hangover from the Oregon game and let Samford hang around and then put them away in the second half? That's what I want to see, because this team, we didn't have no quarterback sacks, okay? We're not as fast as we were last year on the defensive line. I understand that. But the defense is still going to have to – somebody's going to step up on that defensive line with Jalen Carter if Georgia's going to win it all, no doubt about that. And the penalties, too many penalties, but I want to see do they show up and put Samford out of their misery right off the bat. That's what elite football teams do. That's what this team needs to strive to accomplish, because there's still a lot of things they got to fix. But I tell you what, them freshmen, the freshmen in that secondary are just, I mean, amazing, absolutely amazing. Come December, they're gonna have a lot of game time experience. Come December, I want Alabama again in the SEC title game. And then if Kirby carries Georgia to another national championship, that will be three in 7 years, okay, as a first-time head coach. Hot that, Nick Saban. See you, Paul.
It'll be three appearances and two championships. Paul is up next in Georgia. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul. I was there in October of 1977. When Kentucky came to Athens, Kentucky had a very good team that year, and Georgia had not one of Vince Dooley's best years. And they literally wore us out. I think it was 33-0.
So that we were talking about that earlier with now King Charles. Why was he at that game? Do you remember?
I'm not sure, but they honored him at halftime.
Okay.
And one of the funniest things that's ever happened in Sanford Stadium happened, and I can say this, I don't think it's too off color, but a group of students, and as we all know, UGA students throughout history have always honored the legal adult beverage consumption age.
Oh, absolutely.
And back then in Georgia, it was 18 years old in 1977. But a group of students had taken their bedspreads, their bed sheets. And this is when the stadium only held 59,000 people. And they had gone onto the bridge, which is on the west end of the stadium. And obviously it was open to the stadium. And unfurled a banner made out of sheets while Prince Charles was being honored at halftime. And the banner said, as they opened it up, "Prince Charles does it doggy style." Well, Prince Charles thought that was cute until one of his aides whispered in his ear what that really meant.
And, oh, my goodness. So Charles didn't know?
He acted like he didn't, because he looked like he knew as soon as that guy told him that.
Wow.
He wiped the smile right off his face.
That is very funny.
Absolutely. But, no, I'll never forget that day.
That is hilarious. I didn't know that about I bet Prince Charles remembers now. Now, at the time, he did not marry Diana until a couple of years later. I think in 81 or 82, or at some maybe 79. But whenever it was, I don't think he was married at the time.
I believe you're correct, but I just wanted to
I had dated her
pass
before
that on. I'll never forget that ass whooping.
That's great. Hey, what a fantastic! I'd never heard that. That's an amazing story. We will take a short break. We have Heather Denich coming up, an update on whether or not the CFP is going to expedite the playoffs live. Was she in Dallas? Yeah, I think so. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.